years now, 18 or 19, I always forget numbers. And in the sacred land of Braj, we are engaging in sharing Krishna consciousness. So a few years ago, we developed these two retreats. One is the Holy Name retreat, and the second is a retreat where we did not really know what we should present. Sometimes we presented works like Upadeshamrita, a little bit more advanced devotional subjects. We had a year with Utkalika Valari by Rupa Goswami. It's a composition where he calls really out to Radha and Krishna with deep prayers. And we, Bhujan Prabhu, did sections of the Bhagavatam. But still we were looking for what we should really present in the second retreat. The identity of the first was clear, holy name and instructions about the holy name, so that devotees could improve their japa and kirtan. But the second was a little undefined, a little hazy. Oh, thank you so much. It took us a few years of experimenting what would work, and finally we decided this movement is called the Movement for Krishna Consciousness. It means that the members are meant to be conscious or aware of Krishna. And we decided that in the Bhagavatam, there's so much talk about Krishna, especially in the 10th canto, that why don't we just tell the devotees the pastimes of Krishna in the Acharya's commentaries. And it became a very nourishing experience. What we also noticed is that for some devotees this was new. They were used to discuss about empathy, empathic listening, millions of lectures about how to improve relationships, how to work out, find a balance between conservative thinking and liberal thinking, and so on. They were very comfortable, in other words, with subjects which daily concerned them. But strangely enough, they felt uncomfortable to hear about Krishna directly. You can maybe empathize with this discomfort when you meet your friends. How much of your conversation, time-wise, is spent with talking about Krishna? Krishna's this, he's dressed like this, he likes this, he thinks at times this, he engages in activities like this. How much? And then, on the other hand, how much of your conversations turn around, yes, who got a new baby, who said what to whom, new trends, and so on. You can see there is something is not right, something is out of balance, because on one hand you call yourself a devotee of Krishna, but what you are devoted to, you speak about from morning till evening. I remember I was, as a young man, devoted committed to a certain style of music. I read certain books, and I was very devoted to this. It was almost religious. I would speak about it. I would show my friends when they visited me, listen to this music, isn't that groovy, and so on. But now we are Krishna devotees and we are shy to hear about Krishna. It's too much for us. We I'm not so advanced, Prabhu. That is our excuse to stop all discussions. So hearing about Krishna, on the other hand, is stressed so much in our scriptures. It is said, by hearing about Krishna, Krishna is personally attracted to come to the assembly of devotees. And listen to this, Krishna then enters the heart of his devotees. And what does he do there? Well, he helps them to overcome the impediments, the obstacles, by removing them. Krishna Katha, listening for the beginner, Krishna Katha, or listening to Krishna Katha, is therapeutic. It helps them, it does something with them. And for the more advanced devotee, Krishna, listening to Krishna Katha is the highest relishing, so on. So I request you, we will hear now to Krishna Katha. And I request you, let us keep a good, peaceful atmosphere. Yesterday, some of you were like people entering a train station. They were constantly devotees coming too late, and then devotees went out to eat maybe something, and so on. You know, when there is a therapy and you interrupt it in the middle, you cannot derive the full benefit. So when you are a newcomer to Krishna Katha, please give it a patient reading. I will try my best and patient listening. I will try my best to present it in a way which is relevant for you and which you can digest. And please help me. It is a very sacred thing for me to speak about, and I tend to become this is not good to speak about me. It is very sacred, and please, you will get a lot of benefit. It will be good for you. You will see. Just like in a kirtan, that we have learned in our movement, when there is a kirtan, we are absent-minded or we don't like the singer, we understand, well, let's tolerate it. Let's stay in the kirtan, even if I'm thirsty. It will be over and then I will drink or eat and so on. Let's do the same with Krishna Katha. And I promise you, you will get your money back if it doesn't work. Hare Krishna. I promise you that it will be very good for you. You will wake up you will break through into another reality. But you have to tell your neurological pathways, which are used to study news or seeing movies or talking on WhatsApp. You have to tell them, this is something new for you, but new things are good. And you will get soon a taste for this. Good. I just wanted to say this. Now I want to start the Krishna Katha in all earnestness. We will sing a beautiful melody which I first learned when I was in Mayapur. I had forgotten about it until a very nice devotee, Krishna Kirtan, who, by the way, has a baby, if you're interested in this, newly born, strong. Krishna Kirtan, what is it? Krishna Kirtan Premi. Kirtan Premi has revived this, and we will sing it together. For me, this melody expresses some of the playfulness of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's kirtans. His devotees would dance in very novel and astonishing way. Very beautiful. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama.
Hai Bo,
Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Louder, please. Everybody again. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tapu para, tapu para, tapu para, tila tapu para. Pada, tapu pada, tapu pada, tila tapu pada. Jaya Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Mohan Sri Radhe. Gaura Prema Nandi Hari 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 Bom. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Brindavan. Most properly, some of you have heard that after a long absence from Vrindavan, Krishna finally returned. Srimati Radharani especially had been crying in his absence so much that stones were splitting upon hearing the calls from her broken heart. When Krishna returned,
he greeted his elders, father, mother. They embraced him. How happy they were with Krishna being back amongst them. Krishna sent for his favorite parrot and his Sharika bird, who were brought by Daruka from Dwaraka. Krishna and Balaram walked together again down the streets of Vrindavan in the dress of cowherd boys. They had put their crowns to the side, their royal garments. Daruka, the chariot driver of Krishna, addressed Krishna and said, "You look just like a cowherd boy, but we know you as the prince of Dwaraka." And Krishna had said, "No, I'm more like this." Everyone seemed happy, except for Srimati Radharani, because the relationship between Krishna and the married gopis was a secret. They met in the moonlit valleys of the Govardhan. They performed their rasa dance under the kadamba trees in Vrindavan. But their meeting was a confidential secret, and Krishna did not know how to manage. He was back. Often he thought to himself, "Those who are the dearest to me, I cannot see, because our secret love would come out and people would talk about it. What is Krishna doing in the night with married gopis?" There was a second problem. This problem was hanging over the head of Nanda and Yashoda like the famous Damocles sword. The chariot of Krishna, which was parked before Nanda Bhavan. Each morning, Nanda said to Yashoda, "As long as I see the chariot on which Krishna has come, I cannot be at peace. Because just like he has come, he can also go again as long as this chariot is there standing." They talked and talked, Yashoda and Nanda, and finally Yashoda said, "My dear husband, my dear Nanda, I beg you, order Krishna to make his home in Braj." Now, in our cultural setting, this order may not be entirely clear, but in the cultural setting of Braj, it was clear. If someone made his home somewhere, it meant he would marry and become what we know as a householder. No, he holds a house. So, order Krishna to marry. One day Nanda Maharaj called Krishna and breaking down before him, he said, "You have left us once, Krishna. It is when you went to Mathura and killed Kamsa. And somehow or other we survived your separation. But if you should leave us a second time, your mother and your father will die. So please..." Yashoda cried in the corner, confirming this, "Please, Krishna, marry in Vrindavan." whom is the next question. When there's a question of marriage, then whom? No. Nanda Maharaj had in mind Dhanya and the other unmarried gopis who were not yet married. One day, Purnamasi, who as we heard yesterday, is that energy, or Purnamasi's yoga maya, who's bringing the souls together with Krishna, came to a very lonely spot in the forest. And there she saw Radha, who was brilliant like 1 million suns. That's how Prakashananda describes her. Brilliant with what? With love, which emanated, pure love for Krishna, which emanated from her. And Radha was extremely sad. She said, "O Venerable Mother." "Yes," said Purnamasi, "child, speak what is in your heart." "Krishna cannot see us. He's here in Vrindavan, but we are separated from him. We, whom he loved most. We cannot tolerate this any longer. And therefore, I have written a letter." "O child," said Purnamasi, "what is in that letter?" And Radha's Sakhi, one of her girl companions, went and got the letter and read the letter. "Would you like to know the letter of Radharani? If Nanda Maharaj feels ashamed about the prospect of Krishna marrying millions of gopis, and if the Vrajavasi, thinking that this is against Dharma, and if the Vrajavasi also the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the Vrajavasis also condemn this marriage, all of us, the Vrajagopis, will commit suicide. We can't live any longer without Krishna. This is our vow, and we must fulfill it." And as Radha spoke, all the beautiful gopis who had promised their hearts to Krishna many, many, many years ago when they were small children, began to cry and moisten the ground so that it became muddy. Purnamasi looked at Radha and all the gopis, and in a voice which was very assuring, she said, "At a suitable time, Krishna will marry all of you. But first I must reveal the truth to the Vrajavasis about your so-called husbands." Radha wiped her eyes, and with big eyes she looked back at Purnamasi and said, "What about our husbands?" And Purnamasi said, "Later, later, later." After that meeting, she went directly to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, the king and queen of Braj. And she said, "O Nanda Baba, remember many, many years ago in the past, we spoke about Krishna's marriage to the many gopis." "Yes," said Nanda, "and you said it could not happen." "Yes, said Purnamasi, at that time I advised you against this marriage. Krishna was about to leave Vrindavan to fulfill his mission to set Dharma straight in the planet Earth, and he would have to kill many armed forces of asuras or demons. But now it's different. Yes, but they are married, said Nanda Maharaj. Now they are married to someone else. They cannot marry a second time, or as long as their husbands are there. Purnamasi said, wait, I have never told you a secret. At that time, I created doubles of the gopis. And I created also doubles of the cowherd boys. Do you know what is a double? It is dealt with in medieval mystical literature. It's if there is a double of Jai Gopal, I think there cannot be a double, but just in theory. There will be one original Jai Gopal who plays the drum very nicely, and then there is a double which looks exactly the same. The special shape of the head, which is very aristocratic, the body with the same scar from his accident, from his mountain bike, you know, when he fell from a mountain bike. Everything is there. But there is also a small difference. Maybe the double will not play one beat as beautiful as Jai Gopal can play. It's actually not possible for an ordinary person to see the difference between the second set of Jai Gopal, or the second, or the false Jai Gopal, the double, so to say. But to an uneducated eye, and who is educated in this time in mystical things, it looks exactly the same. Purnamasi smiled. Nanda Yashoda said, okay, you created doubles of the gopis? And you made illusory gopis, dreamlike gopis? Yes, said Purnamasi. Nanda said, I believe you because you are Purnamasi. But what about the other Brajbasis? This is so, as the Londoners would say, far out. This is so far out, you know. It is, how can we believe it? The others believe. Purnamasi said, smiled again and said, send a message to all the Brajbasis. Tomorrow they should come to the village square and I will clear all their doubts. Next morning, the village square, it's like a marketplace at the center of the village, was full with excited Brajbasis. They were dressed in turbans and in mustaches. They had colorful dresses. They were extremely curious. Their king had not sent many requests that everyone would come. They must be supremely important. And in the back, very shyly in the marketplace, stood a special group. It was Radha and her gopis. Purnamasi took control of the situation. She was clearly in charge of the situation. She said, I welcome all the Brajbasis, but I have a doubt. I don't think all the Brajbasis are there. Everyone looked around. Well, it seems we are complete. Is my neighbor not there? Yes, the neighbor is there. He's talking about his cow with the other neighbor. Purnamasi sent out elderly gopis and said, look in the houses if there are people who have not come. And the elderly gopi soon returned and said, I saw Padma churning butter. Another said, I saw Shaibya cooking. And another said, I saw Syamala cleaning. Purnamasi said, bring everyone. The king's order is everyone should come. So after some time, again, a big group of gopis entered the marketplace. I believe the marketplace had to expand itself. And what everyone saw, that there were now two sets of identically looking gopis. There was one Radha on the left side, one Radha on the right side. There was one Padma on the left side, one Padma on the right side. There was one Shaibya on the left side, one other Shaibya on the right side. There was Lalita, Vishakha, left and right. Two identical. No one could tell the difference. Purnamasi said, this is a meeting about marriage. We have to see now. Everyone should look at the gopis and compare them and tell me what is the real gopis. One set must be illusory. So, oh, the Brijbasi, one set is illusory? Okay. So they started to, the ladies, not the men, the ladies inspect the gopis' faces and they became very shy. They began to lower their saris, because who wants to be closely inspected? Imagine we would do this with the double of Jai Gopal, and we would have to study Jai Gopal very closely. Is the ear okay, you know, and whatever. It's embarrassing, to say the least. The Brijbasis were completely bewildered, because both sets looked exactly identical. At that time, Purnamasi sat down. She went into a mystical trance. In her meditation, she went very deep, and all of a sudden, she transformed. She transformed into the eight-armed Yoga Maya. Have you ever seen pictures of the eight-armed Yoga Maya who holds weapons? She sometimes is shown, as far as I remember, riding on a tiger. This is quite impressive. It was a huge form. And with this form, Yoga Maya started to walk around the gopis. And she spoke with her eight arms, and everyone looked at her. She said, I created the illusion of the gopis. Second set. Let them stand next to each other. I have already created a double in the past. Who of you remembers how Yoga Maya created a double of a very important spiritual personality? Sita, yes, a Maya Sita, no, an illusory Sita, which was kidnapped by whom? By Ravana, no? How can the real Sita be touched by a demon? No, not possible. She is the internal energy. So Yoga Maya created a double. I've done this in the past. Then, with one sweeping gesture, Yoga Maya removed the veil of illusion, and now everyone could see who were the real gopis and who were the double. The real gopis, my dear devotees, the original gopis, have so much love for Krishna that they are to they are, what is the English word? Effulgent. They are supremely effulgent. When you see a resident of the spiritual world, watch if he has an effulgence. If he has no effulgence, he may be a resident of this world. Mm-hmm. So they looked extremely effulgent. Why do they look effulgent? What is the beauty in the spiritual world which makes someone beautiful? Is it a particular facial features, or is it an ointment which they use, or is it special food which they eat, and therefore they... Why are the devotees of Krishna in the spiritual world effulgent? And why do we say, even in this world, Prabhu, you are effulgent? What makes a person effulgent? Is this a good question? Love. When someone is in love, he looks different. I saw a man today. I saw his eyes. I saw it before and after. And I saw his eyes were shining like they have not done when I saw him the last time. And I concluded, this man is in love. Mm-hmm. So in the spiritual world, the love is so much, it is so divine, it is so pure, so absolutely selfless, like it cannot be in this world, that a person in the gopis were shining and so on. It says, the moon shines at night. The other gopis were also beautiful. The manifested gopis or the illusory gopis. It says, the moon shines at night, but when the sun rises, the moon disappears. So this is what happened when the four illusory gopis were compared with the shining gopis. They were nothing. Nanda Maharaj said, but still we have two sets of gopis. What should the second said, do, where should they go? And Purnamasi said, very simple, they should go back to their illusory husbands. And in this way, one illusion dissolved into another illusion. It just disappeared. Now there was only Radha, the pure, the original Radha, and her gopis left. The false dream was over, that they were married to husbands, because those who were married to others than Krishna were illusory gopis, and the men to whom they were married were illusory cowherd boys. It's gone. Do you think Radha was satisfied? No. Radha said in a very serious voice, we want to prove that we were never touched by so-called husbands. We want to prove that our heart was only with Krishna. Let there be a fire test. All of us Braj gopis will enter a fire. And if we have ever deviated from our love to Krishna, then let our bodies be burned. All the Brijbasis screamed, no, no, no need, no need, no need. But Radha said, I have spoken. And all the other gopis nodded. At that time, by the arrangement of Purnamasi, a fierce-looking yogi with disheveled hair and blazing eyes entered the marketplace. Do you have any idea who this yogi could be. Durvasa Muni, someone has said, he looked like fire. And he looked around to the bridge Basis, who were shaking. He was Durvasa, looks fierce. He said, why do you doubt the gopis' chastities? I told you many times, Krishna is their only husband. And the Brajabasis responded, we have no doubt, we have no doubt. But the gopis want to do the fire test. Durvasa said, then let them. And he yanked out a hair and he threw the hair on the ground. And it became a huge fire, crackling fire. And all the bridge passes went back. It was so hot, they stepped back. For the gopis, this fire was cool. It was welcome. And all of them, led by Srimati Radhika, went into the fire. And they all came out. There was not even a hair slightly burned or having changed its direction in which it grows. The cloth was, everything was very pure, and all the Brijbasis were crying in transcendental happiness. Nanda Maharaj was so happy and he said, okay, very good, but I have a question. How can Krishna, who's one, marry millions of gopis? How will this work? And Purnamasi smiled and said, don't worry, he will expand. He did this many times. And Madhu Mangal joked, he's identical with his crown. They can marry his crown, his flute. They are all his proxies. And everyone laughed, because Krishna, nothing is impossible for Krishna. My dear devotees, immediately the Brijbasis were so happy. They ran into the houses, they brought gifts and exchanged gifts to celebrate the moment. An astrologer was called who fixed the time for the best marriage. And then one of those following days, the party of Krishna went to Brishabhanu's capital in Varshana. They went in ox carts. They were priests reciting the Vedas. And Krishna went also. Everyone sang and danced, and Radharani arrived in the big marriage hall which Vrishabhanu had arranged. At that time, Krishna expanded. I forgot to say, all the other fathers with their gopis arrived also. They all came to the same marriage hall. It was a marriage hall as big as the ocean. It was a wonderful singing and music and dancing and kirtan and Vedic hymns and oxes making sounds, yoo-hoo, and parrots bringing the news to each corner of Vrindavan. Krishna was dressed in marriage outfit, and then Radha arrived in the hall. And as soon as Krishna entered the hall with Radha and all the gopis, a wonder, a miracle, something totally astonishing happened. He expanded into as many forms as there were gopis, and the marriage ceremony, the first part of the marriage ceremony, was done. Afterwards, Krishna had a private meeting with Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, the parents, father, mother of Radharani. And Vrishabhanu and Kirtida instructed Krishna how to best protect and take care of her darling daughter, Radha. Take care of her good and protect her nicely. Now comes a secret which I have hesitated to tell, but I must tell it because it is part of the Leela. When Krishna was alone with Radha, she was crying, inconsolable. The long separation from Krishna had left such deep wounds in her heart that she could never forget that Krishna had left her and she had spent her days in the greatest conceivable misery. Purnamasi saw that the divine couple could not come together because of the grief of Radha and the grief of Krishna. So she created a huge lotus in a separate part of Vrindavan where Krishna and Radharani were together with all the gopis. Now, during this meeting, Radharani remembered the nights which they spent in the forest of Vrindavan. She remembered the young love which she felt. And she sang a song to Krishna. And when Krishna heard the song, he cried. The song went something like this. Yakomara hara saiva hivarasta eva chaitra chapas te chon milita malati surabaya proda kadamba nila sachaiva smita tapita trasurata Vyapara lila vido Reva rodasi vetasi tarutale Cheta samut kantate. In this song, Radharani remembers the Parakiya Bhava, the love of an secret meeting which is hidden away. It's the love of an unmarried girl with her paramour lover. She says only 30 seconds, huh? That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malati flowers is there. And the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover. Yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. So, let us be clear. There was a rendezvous on the bank of a river. There were reeds. The lovers met under a vetasi tree. And they had the best time. But then they meet again after a long time. And again, the man is the master of the woman, the Purusha. But it's somehow not the same. The first meeting had a vibrancy, an intimacy, which cannot be doubled or coupled. I think many times married relationships suffer from this problem. They were once so close, there was every secret they wanted to share with each other. But then somehow it gets stale, boring, and there's quarrel. So much quarrel, so many words which shouldn't be said. So Radharani is expressing, now I'm married to you, but this is not the same. This is not what I want. I want that Vrindavan mood, that special Braj Bhakti. I don't want a married relationship. Krishna said, you have spoken well. And then he thought for a moment and said, you have spoken very well. And briefly after this, Krishna invited all the Brijbasis to leave this world and go back to the eternal Vrindavan, the Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world. For those who are knowers of rasas, they know he just changed the dimension from prakat to aprakat. But that's another subject of deep interest and so on. And in this way, the eternal Vrindavan Leelas are going always eternally on. This was just a momentary excursion into the married life of Radha and Krishna, which amongst their many Leelas, they celebrated for a day or so. This is the Braj Bhakti, Braj Leela. So I thank you all very much. You have very nicely listened. You have not been restless. You have been relishing. I wish all of you that more and more in your life you learn the secrets of Krishna consciousness, so that your mind will be much more interested in Krishna than in the so-called interesting things of this world, who are in comparison a little ordinary, to describe it in ordinary terms. We will conclude this Krishna Leela or Krishna Katha with a very short bhajan. I request you to sit straight. And as you sing your kirtan, maybe there was something which you heard this evening, or even while here, maybe there's something which struck you during the beautiful theater play of our young devotees. Try to recall this. Recall means to call, you know, I call him. Recall means to bring it back. And address in your singing Lord Krishna. Ah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, could come closer if you are in a place where the angle doesn't allow you to see the Aratik. It's our last darshan, so you can crowd in this area. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Everybody, one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, tera hai. Mera Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, tera hai. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, tera hai. Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Jai Jai Si.
Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much for participating so nicely. I want to just wish you a very restful night, but prepare you already a little bit for tomorrow. Obviously, tomorrow is the main day of our Sadhu Sangha. We will start with the morning ceremonies like always, Mangala Aarti and so on. Lecture will be around 8 o'clock. And then there are various programs throughout the day and towards the evening. We will have another theater play, this time performed by the grown-up people. I saw this play already in Vrindavan during the Govardhan retreat. It's really excellent. It is about Radha Madan Mohan, a real historical event in there. An ancient event, very, very beautiful. It's 6 o'clock, and then there will be various programs going up until 12 o'clock in the night, when there is the important, just before 12 o'clock, we do our a little meditation, which we regularly do. Don't worry, it's not for sleep. It's not for sleeping. It is for tuning ourselves in and for the next year and for requesting spiritual strengths. It will have to do a lot with the essence of our lives. Yeah, that is tomorrow. I would like to also say, if you feel you need to pace yourself and you feel it will be difficult for you to attend the evening program, if you attend also the morning program, if you have to choose between the two programs, I would recommend you to choose the evening program. That's definitely most important of today, of tomorrow. So what I want to say is, please find enough rest so that you will be able to not go with a sleeping mood and a tormented mood into the next year, but in a happy and inspired and enthusiastic mood. I wish you a wonderful and restful sleep, and see you all tomorrow. Hare Krishna.